And another thing I have noticed about these great leaders, men like W. Clement Stone, they have a great capacity to hypnotize themselves into believing that they can do whatever they want to do. Self-hypnosis. Whether you're afraid of that term or not is beside the point. You're indulging in it every minute of the day, whether you know it or not. We all are. That man who has risen to great heights, no better educated, no brighter, no more intelligent than the man who has not, but he has learned how to condition his own mind to believe that whatever he wants to do, he can and will do. I was called in by the superintendent of the New York Life Insurance Company, New York agency, some years ago. And he said, "Mr. Hill, we have a salesman here who up until a couple of years ago led every man on the staff. And now he's gone sour and he's thinking about quitting. His sales have dropped down to where they amount to practically nothing. And we wanted to know if you wouldn't analyze him and find out what the trouble was." I said, "Well, yes, I'll be very glad to." They brought him in. His name was James C. Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, 65 years young. I talked to Mr. Spring for a little while, and I soon found out what happened. His wife made the mistake one day of referring to him as the old man. And suddenly he became an old man, too old to sell. Well, anyway, I said, "Now, Mr. Spring, I'd like to have you go out on your... Do you have some prospects?" "Oh," he says, "I have a pocket full of them." "Oh," I said, "all right, tomorrow morning we start. You pick out 10, and we'll call on them tomorrow or in the next 2 days. And I'll go along and listen. I won't say a word, but I want to hear you put on your pitch, huh?" put on your sales talk. Well, I could tell before we approached the first prospect that he was afraid that the man was not going to buy. I could just feel it. His fear was exuding out and penetrating my whole makeup, and sure enough, the man turned him down. The next one wouldn't even see him. And that went on, and he didn't make a sale and didn't get but 2 interviews out of the 10. I knew then what had to be done. We went back to the agency, and I said, "Now, I know what's wrong with Mr. Spring, and I'm going to tell him what the remedy is. He hears the word no before he even sees the man that he's going to sell to. Before he goes in, he knows the man's going to say no, and by jolly, generally he does. Because the man picks up out of Spring's mind exactly what Spring's thinking about. That happens in every case where two people come together as prospect and salesman. Now, Mr. Spring," said I "want you to go out here in some of these hawk shops or places and get me one of those old-fashioned air trumpets. I want one that's banged up, showing that you've been using it a long time. I don't want a new one." He says, "What the heck do you want with that?" I said, "No, that's my business. You go out and get it and do just like I tell you." And we're going out over that same list of prospects that we went over last week. And when a man says no, I want you to put that trumpet right up to your ear and make out like you didn't hear him and go right on talking. Well, you know what happened? Spring got back on the beam and he excelled his previous record. And for the next 6 years, he was ready to retire. For the next 6 years, he led everybody in the New York division of the New York Life Insurance Company. Isn't that an astounding thing, what a little psychology can do to change the mental attitude of a man from fear to applied faith? You've got to learn to work some tricks on yourself, too. You know, the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a penny and $1 million. It doesn't know the difference between success and failure, and it works just as hard to make a failure out of you as it will to make a success out of you. If you don't condition your mind, keep this subconscious mind working with and for the things you want and away from the things you don't want. The majority of people spend the majority of their lives worrying and fearing and fretting over the things they don't want, and that's exactly what they're getting out of life. I try to make allowances for the weaknesses and for the mistakes of other people that affect my interests. I don't always do a good job of it, but I try. I try to keep my mental attitude positive at all times toward all people about all subjects. And I want to tell you that this effort on my part has gone a long way toward placing me in a position where I can say, as I said to you this morning, that I have acquired in this life everything that I need, everything that I want, everything that I desire.
You can get everything you desire as well. if you implement the power of applied faith. To develop your connection, set aside at least an hour a day to think deeply about your relationship with infinite intelligence. If you're a religious person, you can make this a period of prayer. You know now that faith is a state of mind attained only through a properly conditioned mind. This conditioning is accomplished by clearing it of all negative thoughts. Once you do this, there are three easy steps you can take to create the state of mind known as faith. 1. Express a definite desire for the achievement of a purpose and relate it to at least one of the basic motives. 2. Create a definite and specific plan for the attainment of that desire. And 3. Start acting on that plan, putting every conscious effort behind it. When you do this, your spiritual strength supports your desire and hands the problem over to infinite intelligence. If you relax reason and let it, infinite intelligence will feed the answer to your subconscious, which will in turn transmit it to your conscious mind in the form of a hunch or intuition. When you follow the instructions gratefully, you'll have done your part. One part of ourselves that we can all work on is that of our personality. Next, we'll discuss ways you can apply the science of personal achievement to develop a pleasing personality, the one asset none of us can do without if we wish to attain success.